Hello, everyone. I'm Mike. I'm here to teach you about action. Tonight, we're going to get rid of being stuck in a cycle of failure that keeps us bound by guilt, barriers of pride, fear, guilt, worry, and doubt, and the barriers that keep us from taking this step, action. Action, it states, is to consciously choose to commit. Making a choice requires action. The fact or process of doing something typically to achieve or an aim. A thing done, an act, a gesture, or a movement, or a manner or style of doing something typically in a way in which a mechanism works or a person moves. Also, almost everyone knows the difference between right and wrong, but most people don't like making decisions, and they follow the crowd because it's easier than making the decision to do what's best for them. We procrastinate making commitments that will allow change to occur from the pain of our hurts, hang-ups, or habits. Do you know putting off your decision to accept Jesus as your higher power, Lord, and Savior really is making the decision not to accept Him? This principle three is like opening the door. All you need to do is to have the willingness to make the decision, and Christ will do the rest. The A for action stands for accept Jesus Christ as your higher power and Savior. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The C in action is to commit to seek and follow his will. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. C to commit is to start asking for and following his will. That's the C word of action. I would venture that all of us here tonight have tried to run over our lives on our own power and found it to be less successful in this principle. We change our definition of willpower. Willpower becomes the willingness to accept God's power to guide your life. If we are full of ourselves, there's no room for God. T stands for turn it over, let go, and let God. And everything you put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts. Jesus just doesn't want a relationship with a part of you. He desires a relationship with all of you. And what burdens you're carrying that you want him to take off of you? It's only the beginning. Being confident of this, who he began a good work, you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's only the beginning in this principle. We make the initial decision to accept Christ as our personal Savior. The new life that begins with decision is followed by a lifelong process of growing as a Christian. God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you into grace until his task within you is finally finished. O stands for one day at a time. Our recoveries happen one day at a time. If we remain stuck in yesterday or constantly worry about tomorrow, we will waste the precious time of the present. And it's only in the present that change and growth can occur. And N stands for the next step. The next step is to ask Jesus into your life to be your higher power. How? You believe Jesus died on the cross and showed he was God by coming back to life. Accept God's free forgiveness for your sins. Switch to God's plan for your life. Express his desire for Christ to be the director of your life. And that's all I have for tonight. And thank you very much for showing up.